Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the best celebrity news. I'm Stacey from Who?
And I'm Ali.
Hi, Al.
I'm also from Who?
She is. We're both from there. We sit across from each other all day. Mm-hmm. And now we're just doing it with microphones on for you.
It's true.
Yeah, so that we can give you all the best celebrity news and get you up to speed fast so that you don't have to trawl through all the different sites. We'll just give you the best bits.
And it has been a week.
It has been.
Major celebrity news, gossip. Like, there's been baby announcements, there's been weddings, splits, even a death, which is obviously horrible. There's just been so many things that have happened. I can't even keep up myself.
And exactly.
That's my whole job. So.
Yeah. So we're going to get to your top headlines next, but later on we'll be deep diving into the Miley and Liam breakup saga.
We had it all last week. We were talking about it in last week's episode.
Yep.
You can go back and get the first part.
Yeah.
Listen now if you want.
Chapter one of the saga.
Yeah, it just continues and I don't think it's ever going to end. So now there's been more allegations, this time about drug use, more cheating, affairs. Yep. Just lies, just sadness.
So we've got all of that. And we've also got a chat with Camila Morrone. So if anyone doesn't know, she is Leonardo DiCaprio's better half, totter half, if that's even possible.
Half his age, doubly as hot.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with her. I've been obsessed with her for so long. And I'm so excited we've got this chat with her.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's right.
We'll go right into that soon. There was another split that has taken Australia by storm too. This time it was about AFL star Jimmy Bartel and his social media influencer wife, Nadia. Yeah. So that I am also obsessed with. I'm from Victoria. I'm actually – Jimmy played for Geelong, the Geelong Cats. I'm from Geelong. So this – I'm very connected to this story.
She's got all the tea.
Yeah, that we're going to get right into that because there's been a lot of rumours. They haven't really said a lot. But we'll get into it soon.
But before we do that, let's get to our news headlines.
Australian media power couple Sylvia Jeffries and Peter Stefanovic have announced they are expecting their first child together, a baby boy.
Yay!
It's been 2 years since the couple, who met while working together at Channel 9, tied the knot in a high-profile wedding in the Kangaroo Valley. So happy for them.
So happy for them.
Yay!
And in more baby news, Married at First Sight star Cyrell Paul and Love Island's Eden Daly, that's a mouthful, say that three times fast, have shocked the nation by revealing they are set to become parents too. The unlikely couple, who were initially accused of faking a relationship as a publicity stunt, say that Cyrell is 13 weeks pregnant.
And there was a lot of stuff on the internet about whether that sonogram that they were showing was of a 13-week-old baby or maybe a 20-week-old baby. Yes. Maybe the sonogram wasn't real. Who knows?
We don't know. But
good
we'll
luck
wait
to them.
See you in 9 months.
Exactly. We'll be all eyes on that baby bump. Beloved star Dwayne The Rock Johnson has married longtime partner Lauren Hashian in a secret ceremony in Hawaii. The news comes as a bit of a shock to Hollywood, as the pair have been together since 2007 and have two daughters together. And to be completely honest, I thought they were already married.
So did I.
But nonetheless, yay, congrats.
When we saw the wedding photos, we thought it was an anniversary. We're like, oh, cute.
They're doing the Heidi Klum and seal. Yeah. No, no.
No, no. They've been together for years.
Yep, but now married. Yay.
And Full House actress Lori Loughlin and her husband Mossimo Giannulli will face court again on August 27 in the wake of the college admission scandal, where they allegedly paid over $730,000 in bribes to get their daughters into college.
Yikes.
They declined a plea deal in April, so they now could face jail time if they're found guilty.
It is not looking good for them.
Not looking good at all.
But make a TV show about this already.
Please,
Ryan Murphy.
Thank you.
Get to it, Ryan Murphy. He loves this Hollywood scandal. This is one of the best.
Right
so.
Up his alley.
Good luck to them. Jada Pinkett Smith has claimed she and longtime husband Will Smith were not built for conventional marriage. In a recent interview with The Guardian, Jada said she always knew that she wasn't capable of fitting into the conventional wife role. She said, "Even before I was married, I was like, that'll kill me, and it damn near did." There's always been some interesting stuff around their marriage, whether they had an open marriage, whether they, you know, whatever. There's always been questions around it. So, I mean, she's just fueling the fire for that. But
yeah, but I do like that they're honest. They're
same.
Very honest about their relationship.
Exactly.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
No one's perfect.
And they've been together for so long. So whatever works, eh?
Good on them. And in tragic news, Australian actor Ben Unwin, who played Jesse McGregor on Home and Away, has died at the age of 41. A New South Wales police statement to Yahoo Lifestyle said the death is not being treated as suspicious, and his former co-stars, including his on-screen lover, Ada Nicodemu, has taken to social media to express their sadness at hearing the news.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Really sad.
I hope he and his family are okay.
Yeah. And remember, if you're struggling, that you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Ellen DeGeneres, Elton John and Pink have all jumped to the defence of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, accusing the public of bullying the royal couple. The stars have each taken to Twitter to slam the constant scrutiny the pair receive, with Elton John even comparing the treatment of Meghan and Harry to the intrusion which led to Princess Diana's untimely death. Mm. Yeah, they cop it, and this was all to do with, well, this specific moment was to do with Meghan and Prince Harry borrowing Prince Elton John's private jet. And
that's
there was
right.
They copped backlash for, you know, the effect it would have on the environment and whatever. They just can't win. They can't win. Let them live.
And Aussie actress Margot Robbie has revealed she sounded too bogan for Australian TV and had to hire a dialect coach to soften her accent before starring on Neighbours, something I probably should have done for this podcast.
No, don't.
I'm from Queensland, so it was strong. Producers didn't like it, she said.
Well, yeah, she's from the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have. I guess they have a specific accent, yeah, they do. Okay, Dennis, our producer, says yes.
Is confident in that accent. Yeah, yeah.
But she sounds great now.
Yeah, doesn't seem like it held her back in any way.
No.
And now it's tea time. Yes. So our first deep dive of the day is, of course, talking about Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Yes.
Their weird breakup is still not over. We thought it kind of would have started to simmer down a little bit now, but it is even bigger than ever in the headlines this week.
You think when they both make their statements, that's where it will stop.
Yep.
But, you know, no, it hasn't.
No.
There's just more. I don't know who's speaking on behalf of them, these sources, you know, that are saying it's one thing, it's another. It was his drug use. It was her partying. Or it was him. He who was partying, because Miley obviously has this rep as a party girl and she's been open about her drug use in the past. Mm. So she has this rep. But now they're saying, no, she wanted a quiet life and he didn't.
He was the wild child.
Then they were saying he wanted to settle down and she didn't. I can't. I don't know.
Yeah. So we've made sense of most of it and kind of dissected it in Who this week as the fallout continues. And a lot of that is stemming from her new song that she released.
Oh, my God.
Yes, because the lyrics are kind of referencing drug and alcohol use.
How's that timing, guys?
I know.
Seriously.
It's just very convenient. All the wording is kind of very indicative of it being about the end of their relationship.
Yeah.
She's
kind
of saying it's not, but it definitely seems like it
Miley.
Is. Just own it.
Yeah.
Just own it. You make great music.
So some of the lyrics. It says, once upon a time it was paradise. Once upon a time I was paralyzed. Think I'm going to miss these harbor lights, but it's time to let go.
Why aren't you singing this to us in perfect key? Rude.
I don't know why. and then she says, I want my house in the hills. Don't want the whiskey and pills. I don't give up easy, but I don't think I'm down. Mm. So, whiskey and pills, right?
Yeah.
You know, I guess people have think that that's about Liam.
Yeah.
Women can drink whiskey too.
Maybe
she's talking about herself.
They can. Maybe
Who knows?
And she has had addiction issues in the past that she's spoken about pretty openly.
All her other songs reference Molly, and is that code for MDMA? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the kids talk about these days. But obviously she smokes weed.
Yeah, very openly. But it's also kind of all been flared up as well because of the Caitlyn connection and also Brody Jenner being her ex.
Yeah.
I think whenever there is a Jenner involved, the story just continues to get bigger and bigger, doesn't it?
Yeah. When's Kim Kardashian going to weigh in? Like, I'm waiting for someone else, the rest of Hollywood to talk. But she's still hanging out with Caitlyn. Miley's still hanging out with Caitlyn Carter. And there was a Page Six report where just recently, yesterday or the other day, talking about Miley and Caitlyn, you know, hooking up in a club. They were for all to see. They're still very much together. And there's pics in Who this week of Miley with Caitlyn and Miley's mum, Tish.
Yeah. So it sounds like she's approving of the relationship.
Yeah. If they're just friends with benefits, I don't know, or if it's more than that, you know, it's still all going to keep unfolding. But Liam's still hanging out in Byron Bay with his brother, Chris, obviously. So he's just trying to lay low, but it's never going to end, is it?
Hopefully it does die down for them and they can just kind of move on in whichever way they choose for that to happen.
And Miley can just keep you know, putting mixed messages in music.
Yeah.
I'm open to that.
For us to decode.
Yeah,
we love
that's
it.
Fine. That's good for me.
And the other big breakup that's kind of hit the headlines this week has been Nadia and Jimmy Bartel,
yes.
who I know that you're just quietly obsessed with.
Yeah, I feel, well, you know, it's really close to home to me, for me, because
literally.
I am from Geelong in Victoria, mm-hmm. and Jimmy played his whole career with Geelong, the Geelong Cats.
So you're basically besties.
I literally grew up with him, basically.
Yes.
But no, this is really sad. So I think it was over the weekend some reports started emerging, rumours of a split because they hadn't been pitched together. She hadn't been wearing her wedding ring in a while. Lots of things that people put two and two together with, yeah. and I'm sure that closer to them, other people were talking and they knew. Anyway, they've since confirmed. Jimmy is retired now.
Yep.
And he appears on many sort of footy show type shows. That was really well said.
Yes.
But he's a presence in the media now. And people were asking him and he, you know, made some comments like, I'm not going to talk about it, but it's not good, whatever he made mention of. Then Nadia has come out and made a statement and said, it's been a very difficult month for me and the boys. She's a mother of two with him. They've got two little boys. Although I'm heartbroken, I don't want to comment specifically on what's been reported about Jim's trip to the UK, as I don't think that's in anyone's interests. Now, that's in response to him now being maybe in a relationship with another woman.
Yes.
Her name's Lauren Mand. Initially she was reported as a Melbourne socialite. Now I think they're calling her something else, but I don't know enough about her. But I think she is British, so that is maybe something related to a UK trip.
That. Yes.
Yep. So, again, there's not a lot out there about that. Lauren, certainly this Lauren girl, has not made any comments.
No.
But I mean, so that will unfold.
The fact that they have both unfollowed each other on Instagram so publicly must mean that it's
Jimmy
quite
and Nadia.
Bad.
Yeah. And also because it happened, they're saying they split potentially in July. So we're only in August now. This is brand new information.
Yeah.
It looks to me, and I'm not saying it's what's happened, but it just looks to me like someone's done the wrong thing. There's been maybe some, you know, naughty business going on.
Yeah.
Because before all of this, they all looked happy and great. And, you know, she only had their second baby last year. So that little boy is not even one yet.
No.
So
and he did post that really lovely Mother's Day message to her.
Yep.
That would have been
in
May. So it looked like they were still really good at that point. But hopefully they're both okay.
Okay. Which she's gone on to say, my single focus now is to continue to protect, care and provide for my two beautiful boys. As this is a personal matter, I'm so thankful for my very supportive family and friends. Because she's, in light of all of this, she's been copying. People love to tear down influencers and things like that. Look, she has her own company. She has her own business. She has a clothing business as well. Like, you know, just even if she was just an influencer, who cares? Like, she's making her money. She's a personality out there in the media as well. Yeah. She does so many things. So I think that's really not great for people to tear that
down. The breakdown of a family, regardless of what she does for work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and they were together for a really long time. They met in 2008. He was during middle of his career, and obviously now it's 2019. So they've been together for a long time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, either way, it's really sad. And we'll just see who Jimmy appears with next, maybe, and then we'll get some answers. But hope they're okay. It's really sad.
Mm. Yeah. And now going from breakups to one of the most genetically blessed couples in the entire world at the moment, Leonardo DiCaprio and Camila Morrone.
Yes.
So we've got an exclusive chat with Camila in our issue of Who this week.
Mm-hmm.
And she is Ali's actual obsession.
Well, for a really long time. So Leo and Camila have been together since late 2017.
Yes.
And as soon as they started getting little pics, like, you know, pat pics started emerging of the two of them together, I was obsessed. And then, you know, she would be on these exotic holidays in wherever, somewhere in Europe,
yachts.
Somewhere, you know, tropical. And I'm like, who's taking those photos? Obviously it's Leo, like, you know, that's her Instagram boyfriend. And then in recent times, pictures of Camila posing and then Leo with the iPhone. And I'm like, it's real.
Of Instagram.
And he takes a damn good pic.
Yeah. He was getting his squat on, like getting
the right angle. She knows her angles. He knows, you know, the light capturing it all.
Yeah.
So that, all of that aside, Camila is a model and an actress.
Yes.
And so she has a movie coming out later this year, Mickey and the Bear, So she's got her own career going.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough in our chat, you know, you would think having a boyfriend of Leonardo DiCaprio being your boyfriend, you would go, Leo, tell me all your tricks. You're an Oscar winner, you know. What do I do?
You're the biggest name in Hollywood. Yeah, how do I do this?
You're such a huge movie star. But she doesn't want to talk to him about advice. She's like, no, he does his own thing. And she's a big fan of his work. She said she saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood like a few times already. Yeah. And he's fantastic and everything, because he is. I've seen it. I can confirm. But she just is doing her own thing.
Yeah.
Although she does take advice from her former stepdad, Al Pacino.
Yes.
She's happy to ask him. So
I loved that his advice was just act.
Yeah, just do it.
She was like, okay, great. All right. Thank you for that. But it's working for him.
Al, you know what you're talking about.
So she's taking that advice. But they're such an interesting couple, because Leo obviously has this history of going from a string of young model girlfriends.
He gets older, his girlfriends
stay. He gets older and his girlfriends stay the same age. So she's literally half his age.
Yeah.
So
44? He's 44.
He's 44. She's 22.
Yeah.
So
there you bloody go.
Yes. I don't know whether this will be the one, but you know, we never thought that George Clooney would settle down and look at him now.
He's
married to a male with two beautiful babies.
Yeah.
So she could be the one.
She could be. And look, she's worth an Instagram follow. She's actually got a really, she's really funny. She's got a good sense of humor. And I mean, I just can't stop looking at her. She's so beautiful.
And it's just fun to guess which shots were taken by Leo.
Exactly. That's all I'm thinking about when I look at everything she does and everywhere she goes. Because wherever she is, you know that he's with her. Leo's such an enigma. You know, he's always covered with a hoodie and a cap and he just wants to say, don't look at me, don't look at me. But she's just keeping him real, hopefully. It's really good. But
so check out
there's
that
so
chat.
Much more in our chat in Who Out Now.
Out Now.
So
check it out.
Here's your new obsession.
Hold on. We're getting there. And our celebrity must-see of the week this week is over to you, Al.
Yes.
You've seen big movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, I think it's one of the biggest movies of the year.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably. I mean, it's Quentin Tarantino's 9th film, as he promotes on every billboard.
Constantly.
He's only going to make 10, apparently. I don't believe him. But this movie is definitely worth seeing. It's really good, but it's really long. So
it's 3 hours, right?
I saw it on a school night. I was constantly checking my phone. What time is it? I'm going to miss my bedtime. I'm a very strict gal. But it's if you go see it on a weekend, just go see it when you're not going to be looking at the time, because I was like, oh, my God. But it was really good. It was really good. It was classic Tarantino, had all of his, you know, his attention to detail, his every little bit, the music, the costumes, the every little reference, I think, is just bang on. I will warn you, Margot Robbie's obviously in the movie, but just be prepared to not see her as much as you think.
Yeah, I
knew that going in. So as I was telling you, Stace, after I saw it, I knew I wouldn't see her. So when I did see her, I felt like I saw her more than I thought I would. So I was like, oh, you know, it was okay.
Yeah, but I think they've been promoting that she's a really big part of the movie, and then people are kind of disappointed.
Shocked, yeah.
But, I mean, you've got Leo and Brad.
Yeah.
You're look, okay. And, you'll and be okay.
And it is their film, I will say. Like, they have a lot of time together and they have a lot of time separate. It's sort of equal between the two of them, and that's fine by me. They are fantastic in this movie.
So good.
So, and Margot is great for the limited amount that you see her. She doesn't have a lot of dialogue. It's more about how she looks. But he captures this time in Hollywood perfectly. And also he has his own twist. So don't go in thinking you're going to see something completely factual, because obviously Margot plays Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
And while certain things are very real and true to life, a lot isn't. So it's his own amazing, fun, quirky twist with his signature style the whole way through, especially at the end. The end is, it was great.
Great. So I can't wait to check it out.
See it, but put a lot of hours aside.
Yes.
But anyway, that's all from us this week.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. Yep. And please make sure that you leave us a review and rate us.
Subscribe as well.
Follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Podcast. We're really giving you a lot to do. Sorry about that.
That's okay,
but we hope you've enjoyed it.
We trust you. We know you can handle it.
Yeah, you can do this.
Yeah.
We have faith in you.
And until next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.